WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and the U.S. says it is seriously concerned by developments in South Korea and were not notified in advance after the president declared martial law. The parliament has voted now to lift that order. ABC's Britt Clinett says it appears to be a power move by the president.
Is it enough to kind of make his point? You know, he was frustrated by not being able to pass anything through the legislature, by attempts to block any laws that he wanted to pass. Will he be satisfied with this, or is he going to take it a step further? What we're seeing from these protests is that this is not exactly what South Koreans want to see on the streets.
In New York City, a jury has started deliberations in the subway car manslaughter trial of Daniel Penny. The Marine is charged with the chokehold death of Jordan Neely on a New York subway, claiming self-defense, saying Neely was acting erratically and a threat to passengers. Today is Giving Tuesday, where consumers are encouraged to open their wallets and donate to nonprofit organizations or give their time. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Public employees in the state of Wisconsin will once again have the right to collectively bargain after a Dane County judge struck down several sections of the Act 10 law. The law was passed in 2011 and signed by former Governor Scott Walker, allowing unions like police and firefighters to maintain their bargaining rights while removing that right from groups like teachers. The decision from Judge Jacob Frost found that the law violated the Equal Protection Clause of the state constitution, as only some public employees lost those bargaining rights. The family of former Wisconsin State Assembly Speaker and State Supreme Court Justice David Prosser has announced his passing at the age of 81. According to the statement, Prosser died Sunday after a months-long battle with cancer. He served in the State Assembly for 18 years before serving 18 years on the State Supreme Court, retiring about halfway through his second term. During his tenure with the court, he was involved in a number of consequential decisions, including the upholding of the anti-union law known as Act 10. The Washburn Parks Committee is looking for input from community members on their Hillside Park Improvement Project. The City Council will host a public input meeting at the Washburn Public Library on Tuesday night, sharing current plans with local residents before taking their suggestions for the future of the park. A number of options that are already under consideration are available on the City of Washburn website. Hillside Park currently features a playground, two tennis courts, a baseball backstop, and plenty of green space. Law enforcement authorities say the body of a missing ice skater in Superior was found on Monday afternoon. According to the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, 78-year-old Gregory Garmer of Duluth had visited Woodstock Bay in Superior to ice skate at around 1 p.m. on Sunday. When he did not return as expected, he was reported missing, and authorities began asking the public for any information about his whereabouts. Sheriff's Office officials now say Garmer fell through the ice, and his body was found in the area at around 4 p.m. on Monday. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Is he ready to play? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers face the Lions Thursday night in Detroit, and perhaps the best offense in the league, Green Bay defensive back Jaire Alexander, has been back at practice after missing several games with a knee injury. So is he ready? Matt LaFleur.
When they tell me he's good to go, and obviously the player has a part in that, the confidence to go out there and perform when it all checks out. And I think as coaches, I mean, certainly we're not going to put somebody out there that we don't feel can go out there and get the job done.
College basketball, Wisconsin has moved up to now the 11th ranked team in the nation. Tonight they host the Michigan Wolverines. NBA, the Bucks in Detroit to take on the Pistons. Bobby Portis on what he thinks about the NBA Cup in-season tournament.
First and foremost, all the games are important, but I think it's a great thing for our league playing against a Detroit Pistons team. Probably haven't had something like this to play for. Going to be a great game. Both teams 3-0.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today and a bit breezy, with winds out of the southwest gusting to around 25 miles per hour and high temperatures reaching the upper 20s. Tonight, we only fall a few degrees to the low 20s, and tomorrow, temperatures crash. It'll be blustery and cold with scattered snow showers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 19.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
At Harbor Freight, our low prices make us the place for gifts that keep on giving. Because when you give the gift of quality tools, you're giving someone the ability to fix, restore, and build for years to come. And with savings like these, you can even get something for yourself. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Stop by and give yourself the gift of great prices.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, we discuss, how the heck do we evaluate if the Donald Trump 2.0 presidency is a success? I'd like to hear from you, MAGA voters. Tune in.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Live on location, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba here live on location, WGBW 97.9 FM in downtown Green Bay. It is Tuesday, the 3rd of December, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite here. Beautiful skies, just a couple of miles. Less than that as the crow flies from beautiful Lambeau Field, where the Packers will not be hosting. They'll be on the road on Thursday. It's a little dead here. Aaron Zomers joins us, our producer and engineer, down at the old world headquarters of Madison Zomers. The streets are a little quiet here in Green Bay today, which is fine, but, you know, because the Packers are on the road at Detroit, a huge game on Thursday night football this week.
Well, I have other plans on Thursday, so I will not be watching it. Yeah, I'm going to go see a movie.
What are you going to see, Zomers?
I'm
going to
go see Hundreds of Beavers.
There's a movie called Hundreds of Beavers.
Yes, and it is fantastic. It came out a couple...
Have you seen it?
I have. I saw it. So, all right, here's the deal. It's a movie made by two people from Wisconsin, or at least one of them is, and it was filmed in northern Wisconsin. It's like a silent film, black and white, kind of a mix of Charlie Chaplin, live-action Looney Tunes, and Monty Python. It is hilarious.
And is there any, like, Leslie Nielsen, you know, about beavers being stuffed in this?
So there's a couple of people in it, but a lot of animals. And the animals are played by people in mascot costumes. So it's just a ton of guys running around in beaver suits.
Hundreds of beavers. So it has nothing to do with an actual live beaver.
Is people dressed up as beavers? You know,
is there a point to
costumes.
This movie?
Yeah, there's a plot to it. I mean, well, I'll give you the basic stuff, but I'm not going to spoil where it goes because the twists and turns
because
are
people
incredible.
Are running to the theater to see Hundreds of Beavers.
Yes. So the main character, Jean Kayak is his name, runs an Applejack business, as in the alcohol made from apples. But it's too flammable and he's too drunk and the whole thing blows up. And he wakes up in the middle of winter and discovers that beavers are somehow behind it all. And it's just him trying to make his way as now a trapper who lives in the wilds. And
I assume this is an independent project.
Yes.
And it's actually in real theaters.
Yeah. Tony comments, Charlie Behrens talked with an actor, the main character from Hundreds of Beavers, and Pete talked to the director a few months ago. Cool movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
And
well,
it's
there
in
you
theaters
go.
One last time on Thursday in Watertown, Madison, Milwaukee, and La Crosse. So if you go to hundredsofbeavers.com.
Just one showing on Thursday.
Just on Thursday night.
All right.
So I heartily recommend Hundreds of Beavers, and I will be there at the Barrymore in Madison.
I'm sure you do. Not exactly my type of movie, but I guess. No, I'm sure it'll be great. I'm sure it'll be fantastic. All right. Well, this is 2 days in a row. I mean, I feel like Schwab is going to steal you for Nightlight at any moment. I mean, first you're talking about a review of, Hot Frosty, and now Zomers is reviewing Hundreds of Beavers.
Well, I just want to make sure that people know the important things they should see, like Hundreds of Beavers.
Well, that's a beautiful part of having you on our show. We appreciate it so very much. 855-752-4842. Gary from Sussex calling in. Gary, have you seen this movie, Hundreds of Beavers?
No, but I don't think I'm going to. But no, I haven't even heard of it.
But what?
I do have a sad story I just want to share with you really fast, you and Dahmer's.
All right.
I got this old lady. She's an old lady and her husband. She's 95 and he's 95. And she's kind of in a wheelchair. And she says, honey, can you go get me some ice cream? And he says, oh, okay, honey, I'll do it. And she says, write it down, you're going to forget. And he says, no, I'm not going to forget. So he's walking away and she yells out, honey, put whipped cream on that ice cream. He says, okay, dear, I'll do that. Well, write it down, you're going to forget. I know you're going to forget. No. So now he's in the kitchen. She yells out, don't forget to put a cherry on top of that ice cream. Okay, write it down. No, I'm fine. So the next thing, comes back about a half hour later, and he hands her French toast and eggs. And she looked at him and she said, I told you that I wanted ketchup with those eggs. I told you to write it down.
Well, there you go. There you go. Look, we've got a brand new segment, Story Time with Gary.
Oh, I got a lot of good jokes. Every time I call you, you're always laughing about something. You know, I try to.
Well, that's
good.
Instead
of calling into Earl and everything is so serious, when I talk to you, it's always a lot more fun.
Well, we all have a role. We all have a role, and we love all of our great programs here. But we could all find space to laugh a little bit together. I think that's healthy. I think it's healthy.
I think it is too. That's why I listen to you too.
All right, well,
you guys
we appreciate
go at it
that.
All the time and have a lot of fun. You know.
All right. Well, thanks.
All right.
Keep her between the lines out there today, Gary. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Yeah, you're welcome. Now, see what you've done, Zomers? You've spawned a whole segment here.
I've opened the door.
You've opened the door. All it took was one, and we got Hundreds of Beavers and Hundreds of Stories.
Yeah, it took one hot snowman and Hundreds of Beavers.
Right? That's right. Well said. That's all it takes. One hot snowman and Hundreds of Beavers, and you got yourself a show. Oh, this is fantastic. All right. It's 12 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. We're here in downtown Green Bay. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, only your chance to have your voice heard across statewide radio and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is timely. As the great Mike Lucas is fond of saying, timely, timely indeed. We are now in the holiday season. And the holiday season for different people, sometimes it begins, at Thanksgiving. For some people, it begins the day after Thanksgiving. But you're in the, now here when I worked for Dale Schultz in the state Senate, I'll give you a little insight. I don't think you'll mind. The staff, we love this because in the Schultz household, the holidays begin on the Friday before opening weekend of gun deer season, on Friday before opening weekend. And it lasts until 8 a.m. on January 2nd. And during that time, they were in the holidays. It was fantastic. But by golly, at 8 a.m. on January 2nd, you better be ready to go, because he certainly was. But we're in the holiday season. And during the holidays, people have parties all the time, and that's great. And you have company parties. You understand? Company holiday parties. So here is the what's worse question. What's worse, company holiday parties or company picnics? What's worse, company holiday parties or company picnics. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it at your Apple or Android device app store. So, what's worse, company holiday parties or company picnics? 855-752-4842. And let me make clear. We've been around a couple of years here at Civic. We've had a couple of holiday parties. The holiday parties here have been spectacular. They go all out, and we appreciate it.
I can understand why
much.
Some people might not like holiday parties, though.
Right.
And we haven't had any picnics. Maybe we got to do picnics so that we can compare here.
Yeah, well, I think the premise of the question comes from a lot of times what you're forced into is being with a lot of people you don't normally hang out with. And then you try to be polite and you really don't know these people. And it ends up being a lot of small chat and it gets very uncomfortable. And so for a lot of people, particularly if you're not an outgoing or gregarious person, if you're more introverted, it can be a lot of anxiety. And also at some, again, I'm not talking about our company, but at some companies you can have a situation where, you know, somebody's had a few too many, and then, I mean, holy crap, then things are just not well at all. So the question is, what's worse, holiday parties or company picnics? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Cindy calling in from Appleton, Wisconsin. Cindy, thanks for calling in. What say you? What's worse?
Good. How are you? I'm not saying either one of them are worse because I'm one of these people who I think if it's the company is buying something for me, it's one of the benefits I'm going to take.
Right. So you don't think either one is worse. You're fine with it. No. But have you ever been uncomfortable at a holiday party?
No, I don't think so. I just try to make the best of it because, you know, it's a situation out of the office. You can get to know people a little better and, you know, you lighten up and let your hair fall down a little bit and have some fun. So that's how I look at them. But like I say, it's a benefit. I take it. So, you know.
Hey, anything free, you'll take it, right? Yeah. All right.
Yep, you betcha.
All right. Thanks, Cindy. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. What's worse, company holiday parties or company picnics? Now, wait a minute, Summers. Before we go any further, I know we're getting close to commercial. I'm looking out. My truck is right outside the window here at Green Bay. My parking on the app has expired. So now I tried to extend it at the top of the hour over a break, and it did not allow me to do it. So now in real time, I have to try to see if I can extend my parking from in here. Now, it says I have 6 minutes and 21 seconds left. Look at that.
And, you know, that's...
And I can see across the road in the bushes, one of the meter maids is waiting to come over here. You can't call a meter maids anymore, by the way. You're not allowed to do that. Now they're, what are they, parking personnel? I don't know what it's called.
I don't know. Parking enforcement?
Maybe. All right, let's see if it says I hit extend. And see, it says maximum exceeded. Your parking duration is already at the maximum park. You cannot extend this further. Well, I have 6 minutes left, and I cannot. And they're going to, I'm telling you, I'm going to get a ticket before this show is over.
Yeah, you might have to, we might have to play the Benny Hill theme and have you run out in the next segment and drive around the block and repark your car.
We may have to do that. All right, what's worse? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. If you're on the line, do not hang up. We'll take your calls after this. What's worse, company holiday parties or company picnics? And will Todd be ticketed? All this and more when we return. It's the Allball Show in Green Bay on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to the Tattle Ball Show, live on location in Green Bay, Wisconsin, downtown WGBW, 97.9 FM. The talk of Green Bay is where we're coming to you from today. Beautiful city, beautiful place. Lambeau Field. If you've never been to the Lambeau Field Packer Hall of Fame, get on up here. Titletown District. It's a great, great addition to the Green Bay. You can spend all day, great restaurants, great microbreweries. It's fantastic. Green Bay, Wisconsin. Sommer's playing that music because that may be me, like in a Benny Hill movie in a couple of minutes. My parking, you can see everything. You can't just plug a meter anymore. You can't just like put a bunch of money in it. Or now you have to download the app and you have to do it all via your device. So I've gotten an alert that my parking is running out, but it won't allow me to re-up my parking. So we'll see. More importantly, we're doing what's worse. What's worse, company holiday parties or company picnics? What's worse, company holiday parties or company picnics? 855-752-4842. Carmela in Milwaukee. Carmela, what's worse?
Oh, definitely holiday parties, I believe.
Really? Mostly holiday parties? Why?
Yeah, mostly because there's usually drinking involved and things right. can go awry. But I've had a couple that were absolutely fun and amazing. One time I did karaoke and we taped it and it was just so much fun. Mm-hmm. But I think picnics tend to be more family oriented. Like you'll bring mm-hmm. your significant other and your kids and they'll have games right. and stuff like that. So I'm not saying drinking doesn't go on there, but I think holiday parties is more of a, it can be disastrous.
Yeah. As my former broadcast partner, Kevin O'Connor, likes to say, great potential for disaster. Could go either way.
Yeah, exactly. So what are you going to do about the meter? Because didn't you have an issue with parking before?
Yes. And let me make clear that everything is cleared up and everything got fine. And I love the city of Green Bay. But yes, I mean, I've had an issue with parking here before. And everything is, you can only put 2 hours at a time in. And I'm trying to be a law-abiding citizen and renew it, but the app is not letting me do it. So the clock is ticking down. So stay tuned, Carmela, to see whether in live time, Todd can either.
Tuned.
Yeah. All right, thank you. Appreciate it, Carmela in Milwaukee, listening on WAUK. What's worse, company holiday parties or company picnics? 855-752-4842. Off the text line here, we have Matt in Middleton saying, whichever one has cake wins. Cake. I don't know if I've ever had cake at a, I'm not sure. I'm trying to think we ever, at all the places I've ever, yes, we have had company picnics at L.L. Bean. And I guess there was cake there. I guess maybe you could have a holiday cake. Joshua in Wausau, listening to WXCO, says picnics are worse because you can't drink at them.
I think that really depends on the picnic. I mean, I right? know when I was in Boy Scouts, I'm just going to leave that there. No,
there was a lot of drinking going out of the Boy Scout picnic.
I will clarify. So our troop volunteered to clean up after some company picnics that happened at a campground that we often camped at. And boy, did we pick up a lot of beer cans and cigarette butts from people who apparently can't walk 10 feet.
Yes. Yeah, that's very true. Let's see here. Tyler in Wisconsin Rapids on WFHR says eggs with ketchup at a company picnic is worse. I don't know. I've been doing a couple of
Gary's joke.
Oh, got it. Thank you. Thank you for helping old man out. I appreciate that. That's good. That's very good, Tyler. Now that my brain is Zomers helps old man out. That's very good. Well done. Thanks for listening, Tyler. At beautiful WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. Great team up there in Rapids, by the way. Right here, listening on WGBW in Green Bay, Cam from Appleton says both are pretty soul sucking. I can't relate to my coworkers, so it's kind of a slog. Can only take so many fishing stories before I go postal. Now, see, this brings up an interesting thing because a lot of people work remotely now or from home, so you're not used to spending a lot of time with your coworkers, and then you get thrown in where you got 3, 4, 5 hours in a row, and I can see that. I can absolutely see that. Let's see here. What else do we have? Andrew, listening in Maine on WAUK, does Civic Media have their holiday parties via StreamYard so Todd can attend from whichever corner of the state he finds himself in, or maybe in a parking lot where he can find something without getting a ticket? We do have company parties, but no, they are not StreamYard for various reasons. So far. Michaela, listening to WAUK in West Bend, Wisconsin, says company picnics are the worst. Are worse, rather. Usually there is a gift at a company holiday party. Oh, gifts involved, see, at holiday parties. What's worse, Cam in Appleton says the parliament unanimously voted to lift, the Marshall lawsuit, too, but still.
I think that may not be related.
And that has to do with a serious news story in South Korea. Maybe we'll get to that in a while. Let's see. all right, there's some other things we're just not going to read. But anyway, there you go. That was pretty good. That was a lot of people.
Linda on Facebook comments, holiday parties have better food.
Oh, holiday parties, better food. I would say usually that's true. At our old WRCO Christmas, they called Christmas parties then, back at RCO, Peter Athanas, the late, great Peter Athanas, he would put on have a live band, and like a live jazz band or big band. And then he was big on shrimp, and he'd have literally like a mixing bowl of shrimp on ice with cocktail sauce, and he used to smoke. And I was standing there it was in high school, and he comes up and he goes, "Say, do you like shrimp?" And I said, "Yeah, I do." Well, he goes, "I got to clean it up for radio." But he goes, "Have another gall dang shrimp. I paid a lot of money for this." and I did. And they were fantastic. I don't know if I've ever been to a bad Christmas party or holiday party or picnic. I mean, I usually what I'll do is I'll end up just talking to the people I'm most familiar with. Right. I don't go around and glad hand, I guess. Maybe I should.
But I can see if you are in the situation like Cam from Appleton where you work remotely and you don't really know any of your coworkers and just don't have shared interests, it makes sense where you might not have those people to go hang out with.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, now here's an update as we go to commercial. Let's see if I can extend my parking. Oh, look at this. But see, I need a zone number. I need a zone. It asks me for my zone number. I don't know what my zone number is. I got to go out there.
4 minutes.
All right. I got to make sure that I get my. This is a true story. Right before we went on the air, I went out to get something on my truck, and I forgot my card. Holy crap. Thank God they did not change the code on the key lock in the box outside. or Zomers would have been doing this show today. That's true. All right, come on back. Yes, the antics continue live from Green Bay on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. As winter weather settles into the region, warming stations across Wisconsin are opening their doors. As the state sees an overall rise in the unhoused population, many vulnerable residents may have difficulty finding somewhere to keep warm through freezing temperatures. In many communities, community gathering spaces like recreation centers, libraries, and churches may be used as warming stations during the day. A full list of warming stations, including those available for overnight use, can be found through 211 Wisconsin. A recent study conducted by researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison found that while the state's agricultural industry has grown over the past few years, it has become a smaller part of the overall economy. According to the study, the agricultural industry grew by about 11% from 2017 to 2022, but farming and food processing made up about 2% less of the state's total economic output over the same period. Experts say the decreased reliance on the still-growing agricultural industry is a sign of Wisconsin's stronger economic diversity. With consistently low temperatures in the northern areas of the state, Wisconsin residents are getting excited for ice fishing season. Experts are warning that not every body of water is ready for those classic winter activities, however, as ice has not yet fully formed in some areas. It's still early in the season, despite it being the earliest that the worst of the cold weather has arrived in years, and while some bodies of water may already have a few inches of ice, others may only have a thin coat. Residents should exercise caution and have safety gear. The Western Wisconsin Health Foundation has received a $390,000 grant to improve access to labor and delivery services over the next 3 years. According to a press release, officials are expecting significant population growth of around 40% over the next 15 years, but access to health care and particularly labor and delivery services has decreased in rural areas. Foundation officials say they expect to use the grant funding to expand their workforce, provide more specialized training, and offer more support for new families. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for a binge-worthy new series, check out The Day of the Jackal. The show stars Eddie Redmayne, who plays the Jackal and can snipe from 2 miles away. You heard that right. The Jackal is pursued by British detective Bianca Pullman, played by Lashana Lynch. The show is reviewed incredibly well and has already been picked up for season two, with 2 or 3 episodes still to drop in season one. If there is any music that is synonymous with Christmas, it's the Nutcracker. If you're in the Madison area and looking for some good live entertainment and have never seen this show, I highly recommend it. The ballet with Sugar Plum Fairies and Waltzing Flowers first debuted December 18, 1892 in St. Petersburg, Russia, and still sells out all over the world 130 years later. You can see the Nutcracker December 13th through the 22nd at the Overture Center in Madison. Tickets are on sale now and will go fast. They start at just $25. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy today and a bit breezy, with winds out of the southwest gusting to around 25 miles per hour and high temperatures reaching the upper 20s. Tonight, we only fall a few degrees to the low 20s, and tomorrow, temperatures crash. It'll be blustery and cold with scattered snow showers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 21.
This Giving Tuesday, Civic Media invites you to make a difference. Help a neighbor. Volunteer with a local organization or support a Wisconsin nonprofit with a donation. Giving back starts right here in your community. Learn how you can make an impact today. Visit civicmedia.us. Civic Media, proud to support Giving Tuesday and the spirit of giving throughout Wisconsin.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fleet.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, will prices of things we eat be going up? We talk to Darren Von Ruden coming up tomorrow at 11:06. We'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Good
they see me rolling, they hating, patrolling and trying to catch me riding dirty, 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 trying to catch me riding dirty.
Welcome back to the Top Off-Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are here in our studios at WGBW in downtown Green Bay. Zommer's on the board back at the world headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin. Now, we got our, as we say back at Richland Center, we got ourselves a situation. We got ourselves a situation here, Zommer's. Before the break, I was talking now, and again, I love Green Bay. I wearing a Packers shirt. I stayed here last night. I got nothing against the city or the people of Green Bay. They're fantastic folks. It's a great place to be. I just find it enormously amusing that the parking system that they've decided to set up here. Because to park now, you have to download this app, which fine, I don't, whatever, and connect your credit card to it and pay it that way, which I have done. But you're only allowed to park in one space up to 2 hours at a time, which I did the entire amount, which got me to an expired here about 21 minutes past the hour. So I went to renew my parking, and it said I had to put the zone that I was in. Well, I don't remember what, now there's math involved. So during this last break, I went out, I scanned and put in the zone number. And this is rich. So I put in the zone number. I sign up for 2 more hours because it's going to expire, you know, at 3:20 whatever. I thought that's perfect. That gets me, you know, I can load up after the show. I'm fine. So I went to reload my parking here, and this pops up on my screen. It says, parking denied. The parking operator has set up a lockout period. You are within this period and are not allowed to park at this time in this zone.
You're trying to give them your money.
I know. And so I thought, well, okay, I have to change meters. To your point, Zommer's, like you can't, like in cities where they mark your tires, right? You got to, where it's free 2 hour parking, but they mark your tires if you don't move in 2 hours. So I'm like, all right, well, I'll back up to another meter. And let's see if I can, like, do we have any street cam music there, Zommer's? We can do this in real time here as I see if I can do this to show our streaming audience here on, I'm going to move the camera now. Here we are. Because we're right downtown, in lovely downtown Green Bay, Wisconsin. So look at that. There we are. Whoops. So there you go. There's my Dodge Ram sitting out there. You can see the parking meter, the right in front of it there. And there's my truck. It's a little whited out because of the lighting out there. But there's my truck. It sits right. So I parked up in that stall. And so I scanned it again. And I cannot, it will not allow me to renew my parking. So at any moment, the meter people, the meter maid, whoever they're called, may come by and ticket me. Now, if they do, I'm going to keep watching. I'm going to run out there. I'm going to ask them if they'll come on the show and talk to us. Would that be fantastic?
Seems unlikely, but it would.
The interview of the day of the. But what's a guy supposed to do, Zommer's?
Only ever have things to do for 2 hours maximum.
Right. I've never seen that where I don't know. Now, I met during – when Trigvy and I were up here last time, we were at an event for the Lincoln Project of the Union. And we had a guy that worked in the mayor's office come down, and he was a wonderful person. I think he was running for assembly. I'm not sure if he won or not. But he said he'd get the mayor. Mayor Gingrich is a fantastic guy, I think. And maybe we get him on the show, and he can explain what's going on in this parking down here. Because I'm just trying to be helpful. I'm just trying to help out, you understand? I want people to come to Green Bay. I want them to experience it. You're not going to find a better cheerleader. Well, I guess that's not true. Mino and the mayor are better cheerleaders than I am. But I love Green Bay. I love everything about it. I just think they need to address the... You have to make it so people can park, right?
You'd think.
I don't know. What?
One would think.
Zommer's has almost no sympathy for me, by the way.
That's not true. I just don't know how to react because it's ridiculous.
It is. It is absolutely ridiculous. Anyway, I'm not sure if I in the what's worse, I'll give you my holiday parties or company holiday parties or company picnics. What's the worst? Boy, I don't know. I think I'm with whoever said, look, if the company's putting it on, it's a free event, I'm grateful for it, and I'll go. I think there's something to be said for company picnics being better only because it's outside and theoretically nicer weather. So if somebody's being had a couple of too many or whatever, it's easier to walk away from that situation where maybe holiday parties just more enclosed during the holiday season. I don't know.
That's just one. For me, it's very difficult because but I feel like I'm going to go with you on the same thing where holiday parties are worse. My reasoning is because what's the food at a picnic? You know, hot dogs or whatever. I can eat hot dogs. What's the food at a holiday party? All kinds of desserts, and you never know what's got nuts in it. So I'm less likely to die at a picnic.
I'm less likely to die at a picnic. Well, that's a good reason. That's a good reason. All right. What else we got here? Oh, look, there is some serious news we're going to get to here in a minute. But I said I wanted to talk about that. And by the way, it's Giving Tuesday, by the way. A great opportunity for you to give to your local charity, nonprofit, help out your community. And if you want some help with that, we've made it very, very easy here at Civic Media. Just go to civicmedia.us. That's civicmedia.us on your computer, your device, whatever, and be an area there you could click on that, Giving Tuesday, to your favorite nonprofit. If you don't see it there listed, you could add it, or you could go to whatever wonderful nonprofit is in your community. And as Jay Matinair said earlier today, if you can't afford to give any money, that's fine. You can think about actually volunteering some time at your local nonprofit as well. So we can all do something. That's the point. We talked about this a little bit with Luke Mathers, but I want to get into it just a little bit more. This is big. This is big for us, those of us who in the college basketball world. And Michigan is coming to Wisconsin tonight. The Badgers, undefeated at 8-0, now number 11 in the country, taking on Michigan, unranked. They're 7-1. But doing better than expected. They're just outside the top 25 in the AP poll. I think they're 28, 29. And so this is a good team. And a lot of analysts who know more than me about college basketball are saying that these two teams, Michigan and Wisconsin, which neither one necessarily might have been thought about at the start of the season, these may be two of the big contenders for this year's Big Ten championship in college basketball. We shall see. But it's happening tonight. Here's a little interesting read. Give you part of it from Badgers 247. Badger Sports, or 247sports.com. Says he might be in his first season as Michigan's head coach, but Dusty May is very familiar with Wisconsin. A native of Indiana, May sort of got a start as a student manager with the Hoosiers under the legendary Bob Knight. So number one, it's a great storyline, right? Coach Dusty May started as a manager with Bob Knight. Tonight, May will take his Wolverines, 6-1, not 7-1, 6-1, here into the Kohl Center for a matchup with the 11th-ranked Badgers, 8-0, who are off to their best start since 2013-2014. Quote, I know how tough it is to win at Wisconsin and how infrequently teams win there, said May. We've built this roster to be in a position to win games like this. We're confident, yet excited, unquote. Should be a great game tonight. Tip off at 7 p.m. in the Kohl Center. And yes, Mr. Zommers, if you want to watch it on TV, you got to have the Peacock. The Peacock. It's only on the Peacock streaming. There you go. That's right. It's only on the freaking Peacock on TV tonight. But here's the good news. You can listen for free on the Civic Media app. Matt LaPay and Brian Butch on the call. Pre-game show should be somewhere near 7:30, thereabouts. And then the game tips off at 8 p.m., a late tip-off tonight at the Kohl Center, relatively speaking. But again, Michigan leads the series, by the way, 99-75. And the last meeting last year, Michigan won 72-68. The line is Wisconsin by 2.5. So there you go. should be a great game. I mean, again, and Luke brought this up earlier, Luke Mathers, head coach Greg Gard has operated within this name, image, likeness universe and the transfer portal and brought in this kid, John Tonji, who was at Missouri last year, didn't play much because of a foot injury. But a lot of folks are saying John Tonji may be the get in all of college basketball over this last season. Starting lineup includes John Blackwell, Max Klesman, Nolan Winter, Stephen Crowell, and of course the aforementioned John Tonji. So it should be a great game tonight. Look, for the first time this season, Wisconsin's going to run into a team that will match their size up front, according to 247sports.com. Like the Badgers, Michigan start a pair of seven-footers in Danny Wolf and Golden. So we'll see what happens tonight. But again, tip off tonight at 8 p.m. for free on the Civic Media app. You can find it on WRCE and Richland Center, amongst other stations across the Civic Media radio network. And of course, as we said, the Packers taking on the Lions, not here in Green Bay, but rather at Detroit, could tell the story. I mean, if the Packers have any hope of catching up with the Lions in the NFC Central race, going to have to happen this Thursday. And again, that game, television-wise, only on Prime Network, Amazon Prime Network, with the great Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit on the call there. But again, you can listen to it not on the app because we're not allowed to do professional sports. For God's sake. The fire alarm just went off.
Scared the crap out of me.
The fire alarm has gone off here at our studios. I'm not sure if the law enforcement people are trying to burn it down. Is everything okay? It's now gone off.
I mean, it stopped.
It stopped.
The world is conspiring to make Todd's life very inconvenient today.
I'm like Rosanna Dana from Saturday Night Live. I can't renew my parking. The fire alarm's going off. I got hemorrhoids. It's always something. The last part might not be true, but that was one of Rosanna Dana's lines there. Wow, it's been a day here at Green Bay Zombers. How about that?
Yeah, it sure has from what I've heard.
All right. Well, let's try to turn a page here and talk about a little bit of a serious news happening, as a couple of callers have alluded to. And yes, there's major news happening across the world today as the backlash is growing. South Korea's president has declared martial law. Certainly a lot to take in there. Of course,
South Korea is lifting it.
Yeah, says he, now after the parliament voted earlier today, is my understanding, saying that they would block it. Now he's saying that he's going to lift it. But this is of concern for people here in the United States, as South Korea is supposed to be the more stable democratic democracy type of a country. North Korea, of course, a dictatorship. South Korea, an ally there, although the more conservative party, as for the president, is from in South Korea, and accused the more liberal party in South Korea of trying to basically ruin the country. And therefore, he was trying to justify this, saying that they needed to have martial law. So, look, it's certainly an issue we want to keep track of. Our ABC and CBS News will keep track of it as we go throughout the day as well. But as Zomer said, South Korean president saying now he will lift martial law after there was a backlash from parliament and also on the streets as well. Lots of disturbing video coming out from South Korea today. And also, I just want to get to a couple other news notes here. When we come back, take a look a little bit more at Donald Trump's nominees out in Washington, D.C., and we'll see if any more fire alarms go off here at Green Bay. Look, we're always on our toes here. We keep you hopping. Don't go anywhere. We're going to wrap up the Todd Allbowl Show live from WGBW on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports and drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live from our beautiful studios here at WGBW in downtown Green Bay, 97.9 FM on the dial. Apparently, the fire alarm was either a test or a mistake because of the stop. I do not smell any smoke. And now here's the thing. Rarely do you have fire, not smoke. Where they say whether there's smoke or there's fire. You're right?
Yeah.
But if you don't smell any smoke, probably no fire.
Probably not. Might be a good idea to sweep the building before you leave, though.
Yes, I'll make sure. I'll make sure. Coming up at the top of the hour, CBS and ABC News, followed by the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 2 until 4, Maggie Dawn across Civic Media's network from 4 until 6. It's Dominic Selvia and the Dom Selvia Show. And then at 6 o'clock, right here in this very studio, in lovely Green Bay, Wisconsin, our friend Pete Schwabba and the Nightlight program, or just Nightlight. I'm not sure. It's not called the Nightlight program.
It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Thank you. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. And then it is Rick Smith Across America, followed by Mr. Pilot and Native Roots Radio. A great evening all across the network here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Again, it is Giving Tuesday, a great opportunity for all of us to take a minute to be grateful, to be thankful, to help out our local nonprofits across the state of Wisconsin. Go to civicmedia.us, that's civicmedia.us on the World Wide Web. Dial it up, Google it up, whatever you need to do, and right there on the opening page, it'll say Giving Day. And you click on that, it'll take you right to where you too could give and be a part of Giving Day here at Civic Media's Radio Network. Coming up tomorrow on the program, it is Wednesday, hump day. That means that Pat Kreitlow will be in from Lake Wissota, host of Up North News Radio every morning from 6 until 8. And then Trigvi Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, will also be in talking a little politics. Of course, Trigvi, a Green Bay Packer owner. And so we'll get a little Packer preview with Trigvi tomorrow. I'm sure all that and more coming up. And then Friday, we're going to be back on the road Friday in Richland Center in the RC. Very excited about this. It's an entire hour of Brady and Brandon Ewing. an hour-long edition of the Ewing Bros live from the RC on Friday.
The dynamic duo.
Should we do it from the neighborhood if it's nice weather? We could just do it, you know, because our parents live a house apart.
That could be
and
fun.
And so we could do it in the old neighborhood.
So there's a house in between?
Yes.
Do it at their house.
I'm not sure Gil would appreciate that, but maybe. Would it be fun? We should have thought about this. So it'd be fun to do it like if they have a deer stand. We could do the show from a deer stand.
That seems unsafe.
How fun would that be? How fun would that be?
As long as it's either, you know, a big enough structure that you can sit in it safely or that everybody's got a harness. You know, as long as everybody is safely in the tree.
I know a person that has like an indoor, like a treehouse deer stand. Maybe we should do it from there.
That could work.
Again, Zahmer's not particularly impressed.
Tyler in Columbia County texts in, so you're telling me that Todd's show is so good, it's on fire and setting off the alarms?
I only wish. DJ listening in Wausau at WXCO. I'll read this, but it's not true. Says, oh no, Todd drives a white truck. White truck drivers are often the worst on the America's highways and byways. In Texas, the issue is so prevalent, a popular Dallas-Fort Worth disc jockey once had a white truck Wednesday bit whereby callers would report their weekly encounters with white truck drivers. We're not talking about the color of the skin. We're talking about the paint of a car, of the truck. The reasons often vary, but one leading theory is that white trucks are often part of a base package. So their drivers beat the hell out of them, of the truck, and subsequently endanger everyone in their path. His recent ticket now makes so much more sense. DJ in the Shaw, listening on WXCO. Number one, I had never heard this. Number four. And number two, it is entirely, in my case, not true. Have you heard this before, Zombers?
I can vouch that Todd is a good driver. I have heard people say that before, but I feel like it's just, you know, white trucks stand out more because so many are darker colors. So I think it's people just having a bias because they notice it more often.
I mean, I had a white car. One, that was the first time I just bought it because like it was a good price and what I guess it was a base color, or whatever. And I thought, well, you know, it's going to show a lot of dirt. Here's the secret: if you don't know this, white actually shows dirt and whatever the least.
Is that
black
so?
or dark color vehicles show it the worst? Yeah. So my second truck I got, I had a green truck, Dodge Ram, it was a green. Then I got a white one that was a single cab. I got like ended up getting 287,000 miles or something on that before it finally, you know, just wasn't worth putting money into it. And then I bought this one, was a year old, but I got a great deal on it at Don Miller Dodge, by the way, in Madison, Wisconsin. And here's the deal. I was one of the last Dodge Ram, because I know Greg Bach over at Matt Naranera, I heard him talking about this. He's looking for a truck, although he did not mention Dodge, which I think is a travesty. I was one of the last. Dodge used to have this thing where you had a lifetime warranty on like all the major parts. Well, I bought it a year old, but I still had the opportunity to buy the lifetime warranty, and I dickered him down and got it to like $1,800.
Yeah, my dad did that too.
Best money I ever spent. And so from now until, as long as I own it, it covers everything but like brake pads, tires, that kind of stuff, with like a $100 deductible. So I will probably have my white Dodge Ram until this thing falls apart. All right, great show today. Appreciate the participation. Thanks to Luke Mathers. Thanks to Aaron Zomers. Thanks to all of you for listening and watching. We'll see you back in Madison tomorrow. Thanks to all the great people here in Green Bay, including the staff at WGBW. No ticket on the truck yet. Got to get out there quick and see if I can move it. Thanks, everybody. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, keep banging your drums. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome TV's Mike Toomey, who will discuss his 10th annual Christmas special in Southeast Wisconsin. Then Nightlight frequent flyer Frank Anderson joins the show to tell Christmas ghost stories.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. Hey Badger fans, Wisconsin men's hockey is hosting the 7th annual Teddy Toss, presented by BMO on Friday, December 6th. They'll face off against Michigan State. Be part of our holiday tradition by bringing a new teddy bear to throw on the ice in support of Toys for Tots. So don't miss out on a fun-filled weekend at the Kohl Center. For more information on the Badger men's hockey Teddy Toss presented by BMO and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.